Star 1310, and we welcome Jonathan McReynolds. Jonathan, what's popping?
Nothing, man. How you been, man?
Hey, been great. Been great. Been blessed. Listen, two big dates for you, September 24th and September 25th. Explain those dates to our audience.
Yes, sir. Well, one is a Monday, and that's the second day of the week. No, it's fine. One is a Monday, and it's 24th. I'm having my Chicago CD release concert. I'm really excited about it. Man, I'm going to have three of my favorite people in the whole wide world coming to celebrate with me, Todd Delaney, Anita Wilson, and Amber Bullock. And it's going to be just an exciting night. It's going to be in Chicago on the South Side. You know, it's going to be awesome. And it's going to be, I just believe it's going to be a great night. And everybody that's in Chicagoland, please make your way to 67th and King Drive. I know it's the ghetto, but, you know, God is going to be in that building. And then the 25th is even better because nationally my first album ever is going to be released, and I'm really excited about it. It's called Life Music, and it's just a manifestation of just 2 years of God just giving me music and giving me a different message, a different approach. Well, actually, a different approach to the same message. And I'm just really excited, you know, that people finally get to hear what I've been working on so long.
Jonathan, you're 21 years of age. Am I correct?
23. They give me all the years. I ain't got that many. You got to give me all of them.
I'm taking two from you. Okay, Jonathan, you're 23.
Yes, sir.
What do you know about life, man?
I don't know. I mean, Barney and the Power Rangers and Sesame Street. But, no, seriously, I only write about what I know about. And, you know, truth is, in the early or late teens, early 20s, you know, this is where you really decide, you know, kind of what you want to do, you know, for the rest of your life. Or you kind of build your identity, especially as a Christian, you know. And that, you know, that continues for the rest of your life. So what I'm writing about is just, you know, the kind of general concepts. But, you know, the way I'm attacking them, you know, is kind of unique. And I'm just talking about, you know, identity issues, going in and out of, you know, your Christianity. I know some people, you know, tell me, oh, I'm saved most of the time. And that's what I'm talking about, you know, trying to be saved and trying to, you know, represent God well the entire week. And I think that that's universal no matter what age you are. And, you know, that's what God gave me to write about. And I'm just really excited. I feel like, you know, over the past 2 years, you know, people of all ages have been able to understand and kind of relate with my music. So I pray that it continues.
Coming from Chi-Town, is there any pressure on you with this project, Life Music?
Chi-Town, you know, is a great city, and I love the city. I'm proud to be a Chicagoan. Oh gosh, I'm really excited. They are all supporting me, and I really appreciate it. It's like a family. I know I got a lot of, you know, big shoes to fill. This is a singing city, if there ever was one. And I'm just really excited, you know, they're supporting me, and hopefully they all come out on Monday and show the support. I believe it'll be all right.
They might
laugh at me, but they ain't going to tell me.
I heard that. How do you describe your music?
You know what, it's kind of a mashup of a lot of different influences I had. I never really tried to go for a certain style or anything, but it's just what God gave me. And I know that, you know, maybe some of the artists and music that I've listened to over the past, you know, 6, 7, 8 years have a lot to do with how it comes out now. But, you know, it's just God-given, and it's kind of folky. It's kind of soulful, neo-soulful. But, of course, you know, it's Christian. You know, that's most of the music I listen to and or have listened to my whole life. So that's what comes out.
The new single is moving up the charts. What's the name of that?
I Love You.
Okay, I Love You. Tell us about that. It has that nice groove, you know, that nice feel. Tell us about that song.
Well, you know, I wrote that song in my last year of college. And basically, you know, I went to a art school, and it's just full of, you know, it's weird folk, you know, to say the least. You know, most people there didn't believe in God. They certainly don't believe in Jesus. They have either no religion or they have a religion that you probably never even heard of. And there's just a lot of that. And that's the mainstream. That's the popular way to be is to be anti-Christian in that school. And so I was Christian, and a very select few of us were Christian. And, you know, in spite of what they say, they didn't understand. They don't understand why, you know, we love and serve a God that we can't see and they don't even feel is real. But, you know, in spite of what people say, in spite of what mainstream says, you know, I got to tell God, I still love you. I don't care what they say. I love you. People don't understand why we lift our hands and sing praises, but I still love you.